Josiah Queen on WJTL. That's Dusty Bibles. Good morning. Happy Tuesday, February 10th, 7:18 on the clock. You are hanging out with Liam and Caitlin.
Yes, good morning. Weather-wise, today looking mostly cloudy with a high of 36. Tonight, partly cloudy, low of 28. Your winning Wednesday, partly sunny with a high of 38 right now. Seeing 21 degrees in Harrisburg, 18 here in Manheim.
This morning, we welcome back our very special guest, Matt Buckwalter. He's the head of school at Linville Hill Christian School. Matt, welcome back. Thank you for being here. It is so nice to be hanging out with you. For those who didn't hear us last break, can you tell us a little bit about Linville Hill?
Yeah, Linville Hill is a K-12. We're located down in Paradise Gap area, and we serve about 450 students, 217 families. And really what we're doing is creating space for families to really create an opportunity for their young sons and daughters to tell a better story. We believe that families ultimately are the center of the community, and we partner with them, and we see kids just uncap and unlock that potential that's inside them and tell an amazing story with their lives.
That's amazing, and you do it in such a unique way. Monday through Thursday is fairly normal, but what does Friday look like for these students?
Yeah, Friday's for high school kids. They're going out into the community, and they're working with a business partner in a field they want to learn more about. You know, when we started, Lim, the question was, would a business consider inconveniencing themselves by bringing in a teenager for 5.5-6 hours every Friday for 13 weeks? And the answer that Lancaster has brought back is, yes, we will. We started with 30 business partners. We now have over 450 local businesses that have said, I will invest my Fridays in the life of a young person, and it's yielding some amazing results.
That's amazing. And you see, not only are people figuring out what they want to do, but just as importantly, they're figuring out what they don't want to do. You have a cool story with that.
Yeah, absolutely. Like, I think I could tell lots of stories about it. That part of the thing is, right, when I was coming up, it was like everybody's going to go to college. And so we spent a lot of money, everybody went out, and it's like, well, maybe that's not really the best path. And so what the internship program does is it gives students a chance to taste and see what they want to do. I remember one young man, he was working at a hardware store that he thought he really wanted to do. And I pulled him aside midway through and said, tell me, how's it going? He's like, honestly, I hate this. And I'm like, tell me about it. He's like, well, I've been doing inventory. And I said, well, tell me about it. He's like, I can't stand this. I said, well, okay, 20 years from now, let's say that you have an opportunity to take a management position, but 1/3 of the time is inventory. He said, no chance, I'd take that job.
Wow.
I really don't want to do this. He learned something that he didn't want to do, which is oftentimes just as important as that which we do want to do.
That's incredible. We love what you do. And there's an opportunity for folks to find out a little bit more about the identity of Linville Hill at an upcoming event. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, our annual spring banquet is called A Story Worth Telling. And really what we do is we bring in voices of people that will provoke us to think about what are we doing with the opportunity we have and to speak into the lives of young people. All of us, whether you're a teacher, parent, mom, dad, grandparent, aunt, uncle, we interact with young people. And what we do with that opportunity is really, really important. So on Tuesday, March 24th, Katie Faust is coming in. She's got a really dynamic story. Her mom and dad, she was raised, they got divorced, and she ended up being raised by her mom and her mom's lesbian partner, which created for her what was a really unique experience. And she loved her mom and loved her mom's partner, but somewhere in the middle of high school began to ask the question, is this really best? That really opened the door for her to pursue her life calling, which is distilled down to the phrase them before us. So she asks questions about what does it mean to truly put children's needs ahead of our own. She's going to provoke a lot of thought that evening. And so we really want to encourage people, if you're interested, come out and hang out with us that evening.
So many of us have been to a banquet. Yeah. What does this one look like in particular?
Yeah.
It's Lancaster County. Is there going to be good food?
You know there's going to be good food. Linville Hill has a strong root in the conservative Mennonite community. So there's always going to be good food. We also have an opportunity to meet Katie and hang out with her beforehand while we have some appetizers.
Wow.
And then we'll hear from a couple of our students that will be talking about the internship program and also our upcoming senior mission trip to Kenya, where we go every Easter. And then we'll move from those student times of sharing into the main event, which will be Katie really pushing us to think about what are we doing with the opportunity we have to speak into the lives of young people.
That's so cool. If folks want to get more information about the event or even just about Linville Hill, where can they visit you? Is there a website for that?
LinvilleHill.org, or else just check out our Instagram page.
Okay, very cool. LinvilleHill.org is the place to go. Matt, thank you so much for being here.
Such a joy to be with you guys.
It really is. Have a great rest of your day.
Thank you.
Back to the music we go with Mercy Me. It's a tune from 2018. Here's the best news ever right here, FM 90.3, WJTL.